should have gotten an earlier train. So many people here already, and the line is so long. Number 291. This is going to take a long time. But it will be all worth it once I get my hands on one of those Valentine's Day parfaits. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention and...
I know this might be a strange question, but do we know each other from somewhere? You look sort of familiar.
Oh, how could I be so forgetful? Yes, of course. Gosh, I'm so sorry to bump into you like that. I never thought I'd see anyone again after I moved away.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
We haven't seen each other since we both graduated, right? I'm so sorry. I haven't been keeping in touch lately. Work's been kind of busy. But enough about my boring life. How are you? Are you working somewhere nearby? Moving to the city is a bit of an adjustment, but I guess that's just how life goes.
Everything just keeps changing, right?
Oh, you think I've changed too? To be honest, you mean I got fat, right? Yeah, I know. I can see myself just fine in any mirror. But I think I've gotten a little better at liking myself. To be honest, I think I have my job to thank for that. You see, I work with this doctor and we work on all sorts of stressful cases. I used to eat because I was so stressed out before. But now I think I do it just because I'm just so busy. But in a good way, you know? I guess it's better than trying to self-medicate by eating my feelings like I used to. Well, it's not so bad. Just the other day, someone pointed out they were able to signal me because they could see that I was a nurse from far away. Well, I know it's Valentine's Day, but it's not like I have any time to go dating anyway. My job keeps me busy, but I do like helping people more than helping myself. It's nice being able to do what I want and eat what I want at least. Oh, that reminds me. You're here for the special Valentine's Day parfait too, huh? I got number 291. And you got number 290. Guess we're going to be here for a while. I always wanted to try them before, but they were only sold in the city. I guess that was part of the reason why I chose to move here in the first place. Oh, did it make me sound like food is always on my mind? Sorry. But it's so hard to get. I just had to try them at least once. Oh my, what was that? I think that someone else in the line might have the same idea. Be so embarrassed if I were them. Oh yes, I certainly would. As you can see, my tummy is so nice and full from eating before coming here. So that totally couldn't be me. Maybe a bit too full since you can see how it's so round and plump and... Yes, I'm totally stuffed. With just enough room for dessert, of course. I mean, of course, that's not the only part that's stuffed. I mean, I eat like this a lot, and that means that my breasts are also pretty stuffed, too, and my thighs and my arms, and... So, it's just a normal thing for me. Yeah, that's just me being normal. Nothing to see here. It's out of the ordinary. Yeah... You want to share that with me? But I guess I didn't really say before. But I'm on a bit of a diet. I can't let myself get any plumper, or I'll burst out of this uniform. And of course no one would want to see that. I do a lot of my own sewing and alterations, you know. I've made my original uniform last this entire time. And I don't think anyone has figured out yet how many times it ripped. See? You can still see the medium tag on the back. That way, if anyone else wants to check, I can prove it to them. Then again, by that logic, that means I could probably have just a little of what you're offering. I'm still a medium after all. And it would be rude not to accept. Are you sure? I really hope you don't mind. Thank you. I'll just take a little, though. I wouldn't want to impose. That's pretty good. Actually, it's been a while since I've had these. More? No, really, I couldn't. Not after we just met again, after so long. It would be taking advantage of your kind nature. You know, I actually always liked that part about you. You were always so nice to me. I was always just that plain, plump girl that no one really paid attention to. But you always said hi to me in the corridors. I mean, I'm still plain, and maybe a little more than plump these days. But I'm glad that part of you didn't change. Maybe after I lose a little weight, we could... What's this? They're down to the last two servings already? You've got to be kidding me! After we spent all this time here... A couple's competition to see who gets the last two? But that's not fair! What about those of us who aren't coupled, but are still hungry? This is such a disappointment. Huh? You want us to pretend to be a couple? Well, you're right, since we did already wait this long. But I don't know. Wouldn't you feel terrible being seen in public with a girl as fat as me? I don't even know the first thing about being a couple. They're coming down the line and asking people to show how in love they are with each other? On camera? I can't even hold someone else's hand unless they're under an anesthetic. This is a bad idea. I can't do this. I'm sorry I wasted your time and ate your food. If you manage to get a chance to try one, please let me know what it tastes like. I should be getting back to work and the next train is arriving soon, so... Oh, my butt hurts. Oh, this is the worst. I'm so clumsy. Oh, where'd you go? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll get off you right away. Please don't be dead. Please don't be dead. Oh my God, there's a chocolate piece stuck in here. I really didn't mean it. Pray for me, please. What did Dr. Endo say again? If someone chokes, you should hit them right about here. Oh, thank goodness. Are you all right? This isn't how things were supposed to go. I'd give my life for yours if that's what it takes. Those are our numbers. We won? For a heroic display of affection? But I didn't. I mean, I was the one who caused you to... They're leading us inside. The winning couple has to eat in front of everyone else? Wait! I need to prepare my stomach and my heart for all this. There are so many couples. And this parfait is pretty big now that I see it up close. I don't know if I can finish it all by myself. Are you sure you don't want some? I mean, I was the one who fell on you after all. It's the least I could do. But after that choking episode, I guess you've had your fill of sweets, huh? I can't believe that all happened just so I could get my first taste of this treat. Oh my, it's delish! I don't think I could be more happy and embarrassed at the same time. I guess for all my talk of change, I'm still the same clumsy plump girl that you were always kind to once. I don't think you could describe me in any other way. What's that? Watching me eat leaves you breathless? Now, I'm sure you're just trying to tease me even more. I'm telling you, my face doesn't get any redder than it already is. But if you ever need to come in for a follow-up appointment, you know where to find me. I may not make a very good Valentine. I'll happily be just a nurse for you.